AfterBuzz TV Shark Tank After Show fans. This is Season 9, Episode 24. This is actually the last episode of the season, but being that it is, we have something so special for you tonight. Who cares what the products are? Because this is something you don't want to miss. I'll leave it at that. Don't go away.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Have we ever thought about how ridiculous we look?
We do not look ridiculous.
And guess what we learned?
What did we
learn? Shark fin?
Not on the
tentacle.
Jellyfish.
Nice.
Jellyfish. Now, Shark Tank After Show fans, thank you for sticking with us. We know this season has been a little bit strange. They've had double episodes. They've had no episodes. There have been weeks with who knows what is going on. But this week is going to be the best. And no, it's not because of the product. It's because of what is coming. So first, let's introduce ourselves. I am Zoe Hewitt. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at RealZoeHewitt. And trust me, you'll want to after this. Sitting directly to my left.
Hey, guys. I'm Kelsey Hightower. And follow me on Instagram. We can chat about the show or whatever. My handle is at Kels Hightower. Taylor?
Hey guys, I'm Taylor Gates. You can find me on Twitter at alphabet underscore Ann and on Instagram at Taylor underscore Gates underscore.
And you might want to check out my story. Little sneak preview of what's to come.
And now there's been a lot of teasing about what's up ahead. Now, if you were watching last week, you know that we gave Taylor, our newest panelist, some homework. Now, Taylor's homework as a writer was to write us a Shark Tank rap because we didn't know that this would be our last episode of the season. But what we did know is that we needed a rap. Well, Taylor came through with shining colors. And so, without more ado, Kelsey and I are going to do the world premiere of the Shark Tank rap while Taylor beatboxes us in.
Beatboxes in.
TV exclusive.
Oh, yep.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that sound effect existed.
Yeah, this is playing up how amazing this is about to be.
It is so good. I will admit, I had no idea about following that beat, but Kelsey, turn me on to it. I've got it now. We practiced.
Well, we'll see. Okay.
Enough talk.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's hear it, Taylor.
It's the Shark Tank After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Tune in with Zoe, Taylor, Steve, and Kelsey.
We'll break down all who decided to invest,
which people got a deal,
and who got stressed.
This panel's got heart. This panel's got soul. We love Mark, Rob, Lori, Barbara, and Mr. Wonderful. So sit down, pay attention while we talk about inventions. Join us in the chat. Don't be a hater. And as always, we'll buzz you later.
That was incredible.
Oh,
you guys did so much justice. Thank you so much.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, we just killed that round.
Rewind. I have to say, that was like better than the episode. Yeah. If I do say so myself. I
mean, you can say so.
Not that it wasn't a good episode, but we were that awesome.
To go on Shark Tank and sell our CD. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we've got a whole album dropping soon.
Get ready.
Taylor's going to be writing the whole Shark Tank album.
That was just like our special gift for the season finale. Yeah.
Yes, the season finale. And now we'll see you guys later. So,
bye.
Let's talk about the products, which were, you know, not as awesome as our rap.
That's true. But I did like them. Oh, guys, we have some people in the chat. And
yes, Fantasy Set.
That was amazing. Yes, we agree.
Thank you. I'm so glad.
So glad to see you guys back.
Yes, we're so glad. I'm sorry. We didn't have the chat up last week and we had some technical difficulties. We're so glad that you're back with us. We have a fun show ahead. We might rap again because I've never rapped in public before.
Probably not.
Let's end it on that note.
And there you go. So let's start with Burmese. Uki was in the tank, $200,000 in exchange for 20% of his company. Basically, these are swim trunks for men. I mean, was there more to this product?
Not really. They were kind of high quality, low price trunks for men. And they were apparently super soft.
Yeah, and I liked the designs. I thought they were sort of like the Vera Bradley, Lily Pulitzer, mm-hmm. like, for mm-hmm. guys is kind yeah. of what it reminded me of. Like, I thought they were nice looking, and they looked soft. They looked like they were nice quality.
They did look soft, but did they look, like, cool and hip? I feel like he was selling them as, these are cool and hip, and not that perhaps we're the best judges, but...
I could totally see some frat guys in those
Yeah,
trucks.
I could, too. Yeah. I thought they were pretty nice.
And he did say that other ones retail for a lot of money. Yeah. Like, he was saying about $200 gulp.
I know.
These were $40.99 retail, so not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah. Comparatively. Damon said that there was, he does a line that's similar to this, so that's why he was, like, jumping out on that. But I don't know. It's still, I mean, trunks have been done a million times. Everybody does clothing. Mm-hmm. Clothing's a hard thing to do, like a hard niche. So
I agree.
That and food, I feel like, are really tough.
I did agree with the Sharks how they were saying that Instagram's the way to go. Like
Totally.
I've said before on the show, like, I see ads pop up all the time, and some of them have been on Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. And if you do it right, it can be so, like, such a good marketing thing, because I click all the time at all of these stores, and it suckers me into it.
They get me.
They get me, too. Yeah, and, the idea to have people, like, giving people discounts in order to just take a picture and sort of model it. Like, I have a bunch of friends that do that. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way to kind of, help your company and help aspiring, models and entrepreneurs and stuff. Yeah. So I thought that could have been a really good avenue for him, and I hope he at least takes that advice.
And speaking of helping aspiring models, one of the things that the Sharks didn't love is that he went to Southeast Asia to take the big photo that was up there with the back of a guy and a man bun and a soccer ball.
Yeah.
And they said, couldn't you have done this on Venice Beach? And he didn't have a great answer. What did you guys think?
And I mean, that sounded like a fun trip to, like, fly to South Asia or wherever to, like, do this. But, I mean, if you don't have a budget, then you're not going to do that. So.
And I didn't understand. He was like, it's a lifestyle that you're selling. I'm like, what? I don't understand.
It's a bathing suit, not a lifestyle.
Yeah. I know. And he did have a ton of energy, though. And I liked that.
I mean, he seemed nice. He said he had had, since 2016, he's had 271,000 worth of sales from trade shows and Kickstarter, so not bad.
Not
and the Sharks
at all.
Were impressed, but he did not wind up getting a deal. Yeah. Would you guys have invested?
I'm going to say no on this product.
Yeah.
I'm saving mine.
I was waiting for more of an explanation.
Honestly, maybe. Yeah. Like, I did like it a lot. I thought they were very, I thought they looked like they were nice, you know, quality at least, and I liked the look of them. And I'm surprised that he didn't get, no one even negotiated with him. Like, he got absolutely no bites on it.
Yeah.
And I felt sort of bad for him, so maybe I would have, thrown him something unrealistic just because I felt bad and I liked him as a person.
Yeah.
So I was kind of surprised that literally nobody jumped in the pool.
You would have done a Mr. Wonderful royalty deal.
I would have, yes. Yeah. I'm just sad he wasn't on this episode.
I know. I thought the whole panel should be back for the finale, and this was clearly the finale.
Yeah. I like Bethany, though. I thought she's a good addition.
This time, I haven't liked her in the past. I think she's been on maybe only once before, but I agree. I liked her tonight, today, yesterday, when it was, whenever that
showed.
On the show. Thank you.
There we go.
So, I would not have invested. I'm generally not into the clothing. I don't usually invest in them. And this, I mean, they were nice. They looked soft, but not enough for me to put in my $200,000. So,
there you
I'm
go.
Out on this one.
And Fantasy Guru says that they play volleyball a lot, and he would not be into this product because it wouldn't be good for that. So, there you go.
Wait, why wouldn't it be good for volleyball? Isn't it just like any other men's bathing suit, essentially?
I don't know. Please explain. I'm not one with the volleyball.
Super athletic.
Yeah, I don't think it was meant for... It's like being a beach bum or going to spring break or something like that.
But I thought that's how I think of, like, beach volleyball. Like, you're just wearing...
Well, casual, maybe, but if you're, like, a volleyballer, then you have, like, the Speedos,
there's
maybe.
There's
the spandex, the really tight ones because you're super fit, you know? Like, even the girls wear, like, sports bras and stuff. Yeah. You're not in, like, a cute little bikini.
I wasn't thinking that hardcore. I was thinking,
I think if somebody says that they're, like, a volleyballer, then... I'm taking that serious.
Yes, Fantasy Stats, that's serious. And it looks like Kirsten St. John is new in the chat with us, so yay, happy to see you.
Welcome.
Don't feel like it's a unique enough product to invest in, and it didn't seem like he managed money. Yeah, I agree. Also out. And so
let us know in the comments below also what you think, if you would invest or if you wouldn't.
Absolutely. And I kind of feel bad now because Uki didn't get a deal on the tank, and he's not getting a deal on our after show either. So sorry, Uki. Let's move on to product number two, because this, I feel like, was very interesting. doing. Lace Your Face, Anita and Mariella were in the tank, $350,000 in exchange for 10% of their company. Ooh. And basically, there are a lot of face masks that are really popular right now, not sort of the old-fashioned ones that I feel like where you put a lot of goop on your face and then washed it off. Now the more popular ones are sort of like a piece of paper, essentially, that you put on. Well, this is one step past that. Lace Your Face is made out of like a soft cotton that can be used twice, and so it stays on. Basically, it has a proprietary patented little ear slip to keep it on your face. And they put it on, which I thought was great, but they kept them on, which I wanted to be like, please take them off. They're kind of creepy, right?
Yeah, you get to that point where you're like, okay, we get it. We can see what the product is. But Lori told them to take it off, and they took it off, and I was like, thank you.
Yes, me too.
But it was good for a demonstration. Like, I get why they did it. It made sense.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of cool. Like, I know it's a dorky thing to, like, have loops, like holes for your ears to go through, but I thought that was pretty cool. I like to do the face mask, and I get the like slimy droopy ones that they were talking about that have the nose cut off, and then you're like doing stuff like this, you're like trying to keep my face mask on. Okay, so I would totally buy this product.
I loved it, but I agreed with Bethany, who thought it was so expensive.
One was $15 and a 4-pack was $55. And she said you could essentially get a facial for that amount, which is true.
And they were talking about how it was like clinical, but you definitely have to say that like on the packaging. I feel like this is just like a rich woman's face mask. Like, I could not afford to do this all the time. It's like $50 a week if you're doing it like every other night or something, which is crazy.
You can get face mask like in the section like right before you check out for like $2.
Like at Sephora, you're talking about
Sephora, H&M,
even like Target and stuff,
right? In the impulse buy section,
all the impulse buys,
Yeah, no, I agree. And I mean, I thought it was interesting. And actually, there in Nordstrom, Barney's, lots of great stores. They have 80% margins, and they have 1.3 million in sales, which is quite amazing.
Yeah,
so. What's going on in the chat
Now? Tina is talking about how it looks so funny when they kept it on, and I was laughing a little bit as well, and says, I mean, I would be out, but they like the way that Lori swooped in. It was perfect.
Yeah, that was
so intense.
And so, speaking of the swooping in, for anyone who hasn't seen the episode yet, so pretty much everyone was going out, including Lori, for the record. Bethany, though, was still in. She thought that it was interesting, but she wanted the price to go down to $10 a mask. So she offered $350,000 in exchange for 30% of the company. Now, remember, the original was 10, so quite a hike. There was some back and forth countering. They countered at 15%, and all of a sudden, before Bethany could even answer, Lori swoops in and says, I'll do it. And the women say, deal, and that's it. So Lori got that deal, but she's the best partner for them, right?
She is. Although I think Bethany
I thought Bethany would have been great. And I thought she was very excited about the product.
Yeah.
She talked about it from the beginning, how she wears masks on airplanes and how she looks dorky and she doesn't care.
Yeah.
And she's like super into masks. And I was like, okay, like I feel like you would be a great person because you love this so much.
Yeah.
And she was probably going to make a deal with them and they would have been great partners.
Yeah.
And Bethany's, I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, it would have fit so well with Bethany's like brand too. And she's talking about how every time she posts a picture in it, they ask who it's from.
True.
Like,
Very true.
Would have been so good to like be the face of your company.
The face of your company.
But I'm sorry,
the first one of the night goes to Taylor.
Thank you.
But Lori could also do that
one time
in the mat. I just feel like it's a QVC product, and maybe because I feel like, okay, I didn't like Bethany last time. She was in the tank. This time I liked her. I feel like Lori is
I think
winner.
Lori will be fine. Yeah, I saw Bethany's passion and I was like, get it. And I was a little sad whenever Lori kind of swooped in. I was like, oh my gosh, no.
They definitely wanted Lori from the beginning though.
Yeah.
They said after the segment, so I'm like, okay, you got what you came for at least, but you shouldn't just discount the other people. Like, that's so mean, guys.
know. And that's a good point because that's what happened, right? Bethany made the offer and didn't they just sort of
They didn't say anything. Yeah. They just were waiting for something else to come in.
So. And then the other sharks were like, what's going on, guys?
You have an offer.
Sorry, did you hear that?
Someone
just offered you money.
Someone talking.
Exactly. And the other thing is, so they said this has medical grade sterilization. Like, what does that mean
no
in
idea.
A face mask? I didn't know those were specially sterilized at all. It's a mask. It's lotion.
I mean, there's a lot of terms in there that I wasn't quite up to speed on, but I liked it. Anyways, yeah. They made it sound fancy, and they talked about how, you know, it's tight on your skin, so it helps do something else because it's tight, and I don't remember what that is.
No, you're right, because it gets working with your whatever.
Yeah,
it made me seriously want to soak a t-shirt in some lotion and pull it across my face.
But they have, like, organic stuff in there.
They do.
And it's lace, you guys.
And it's lace.
It's lace.
Who doesn't want some lace?
This is true. So Tina says Bethany would probably still post. Oh, would Bethany still do it? She seemed interested even if she didn't invest. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like bitter. I don't know. Like, maybe. I wouldn't. Would you?
She did say that she wanted free product, though.
Yeah, but saying you want a free product is different than let me promote your product.
I mean, that's
for free.
That's true. It happened really quickly. Yeah. I will give it that. But what would have been cool is if they would have been like, do you two want to go in together? Like, because you made an offer and then say, like, try and get both of
that
the sharks.
Dream team.
Dream but team.
They would have had to do so much more because, I mean, as it was, they wanted 15% equity.
Right.
There's no way they'd get both of those.
Yeah. They could have done, like, maybe 20%, though. That's not bad. Yeah.
No, because then they're still back to 10 and 10.
And,
I'm not sure.
Kirsten says, way too expensive. Yeah. We agree.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Lori brings that price down.
Yeah. $20 for four of them. Kirsten, you're right. Like, that would be great, but that's a big drop from 55.
I cannot justify spending $55 on four face masks. I just can't.
It's a lot. It is definitely a lot.
I'd have to budget for that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, sorry, guys. I can't go out to dinner tonight. I am budgeting for my face masks.
And you would have to keep doing it because you continuously need them. It's not like a one-time purchase.
So I won't be able to eat
ever.
Forever?
Ever. There's another product, actually, that you might be able to eat. And
speaking
as we get
of
that,
eating.
So, Taylor.
What a segue.
Thank you. Taylor, so would you have been in or out on Lace Your Face?
I think I would have been in on... On the, like, I can't.
Face lacing?
I can't word. On the face lacing. If they could get the price down.
It's because writing the wrap took it all
it
out of me.
It took it all out of me.
We totally get it.
If they got their prices down, I would be in.
Okay. Worth it, though.
Yes.
I would also say that I'm in. I'm super pumped about this product. I just don't want to spend $55 on it.
So if you invest, you get it for free. Good thinking.
Exactly.
For me, I feel like I'm holding tight to my money so far this episode. I like the product, and it seems great. It's really interesting. I want to walk around my house looking creepy, but I'm holding on to my $350,000, so I'm out for this one. But
let it go.
If you need something to eat, our next product is just right for you. OA Foods Alfonso, $300,000 in exchange for 10% of his company. Now, it's a little bit of a bait and switch here because it looked like pasta, and we thought we were getting a healthy, gluten-free, sugar-free, low-carb, no-sugar pasta. It's actually hearts of palm that are just shredded to look like noodles. The sharks seemed disappointed when they took a bite. I feel like
some of the sharks seemed disappointed.
Some of them. It is hard, though, when you're expecting one taste and you get another.
Right. But some of the sharks were excited about it.
Some of them were. Which
and
two
I'm
would
on
those be?
That was Lori and Mark. I thought, yes, Robert was very disappointed because he was expecting like a noodle.
Yes.
And I love pasta. Love spaghetti.
Like eat real it. Pasta.
A pasta, pasta. Yeah. Yeah, I love it. And I eat it all the time. I would be very interested in this pasta.
But this isn't real pasta. This is, as you say, pasta.
I know, but it's a healthier alternative, and that is becoming popular, like the squash spaghetti and all
if
of
you,
like
spaghetti squash.
Spaghetti squash.
Guys, if you put a bunch of sauce on it, doesn't matter either way.
Well, but
true.
Mentally, it's a mental thing. Like when I eat that spaghetti squash and it's all shredded and it's delicious, it is good, but not if I think I'm getting a plate full of spaghetti and meatballs. It's all about what you think you're getting.
I guess, but, like, I didn't eat quinoa for all of my life until, like, 2 years ago.
It's because no one had heard of quinoa
and
until 2 years ago.
Now this is the new craze. No one's heard of it. It's out of everyone's fathomable interest.
So
Taylor!
I was confused. Okay, so it's in a can.
Yes.
So it's, like, almost like a soup type thing instead of, like, you boil water and put it in the water?
So it's he said it's already cooked because it's not really cooked because it's an artichoke heart or a part of palm, right? It's the same.
Heart of palm.
Heart of palm. Okay, but it's, yeah, all you do is dump it out. Like ooh, that's like Chef Boyardee. It's like Chef Boyardee. Or your canned green beans.
See, that's it's weird like canned to me. Green beans. Like, I don't know if I'd want that.
Or canned green beans?
Like, warm it up? It feels very slimy and, like, just strange to me. I don't know, like, because I've eaten, like the squash noodles. And that doesn't come in a little can, like a little soup can. The ones I even haven't, at least.
Wait, you can get them already made? I've only had them, like, straight from the spaghetti squash.
No, you can buy it at, like, Trader Joe's.
Oh.
I think.
Apparently, I've only had the fresh kind.
But
I'm
there was
fancy
also
enough to have the fresh kind. So
you are so fresh.
Thank you.
Actually, I actually feel like if you're eating the already shredded, that's fancier because someone had to go shred it.
I guess, but it's in like a can.
You have
it's like
a shredder.
I don't know. Yeah, so guys, I'm from Italy. No, I don't know. It was just an odd product. Like I don't know. It felt weird to me. It felt like it'd be a weird texture.
Mm-hmm. I need to know what that texture is before I can invest in this product for
sure. I'm a texture person. I'm weird about that kind of thing, so I don't know.
I would be down to try it. But they also had the box.
That's true.
So I would be there okay was with a that. Box.
But the box is confusing because he says it's all ready to eat. It's already cooked. It didn't come out hard, right? So what was in that box?
What was in the box? We're throwing that to you, our fans and followers, out there in the chat. Yes. Or Alfonso, if you're listening, please tell us.
Yes. Fantasy Stats Guru says he's not a fan of any slimy foods
Thank
either.
You.
Absolutely.
But Kirsten says pasta is one of my favorite foods, but I'd rather eat gluten-free pasta than eat a vegetable disguised as pasta. Because there is gluten-free pasta that you can get and... You could do that as an alternative.
If you really
I am still sticking to my guns, and I would try this. So
I would try it.
We're just saying we probably wouldn't
like it.
We're
pretty hard on it. I don't even know if you guys would try it.
It's slimy, Kelsey.
Yeah, see? Person who's saying it's slimy, I'm thinking you're not going to try
it. I would eat it,
but I'm just assuming.
We'll see. I'm going to bring some in.
I'm just thinking it won't take the place of my spaghetti and meatballs. And Tina says that she buys the black bean pasta and rice pasta. So she would try that as
See,
well.
See, I'm just saying, listen to all of the varieties of pasta out there that we're talking about, and this is just part of the new craze.
Yeah, black bean pasta, gluten-free pasta, slimy pasta.
Heart of palm. That
AKA
sounds
the slimy pasta.
It's not. It's fine. You can think it's slimy.
So as we said, Lori and Mark did love it, and in fact, they loved it so much that they decided, out of the blue it seemed like, to go in together on a deal. They offered $300,000 in exchange for 30% of the company. Alfonso did counter. He tried 18. He tried 20. He went up to 25%. They said yes, they would do 25%. So deal with Mark and Lori, which surprised the heck out of me. I was like, where did Mark come from in this?
That's
well,
true.
I saw them whispering for like half a second.
I
was like,
it alluded to that.
But does he seem like a slimy pasta kind of guy? Not to me.
Guys, it's not slimy pasta. It's heart of palm.
Like, we're being so hard on this.
So
like, I know. I would try it. Like, it sounded fine.
It's just
Give
more
it a
fun.
Chance.
Now. I know. And now Give it's just it more chance. Fun to say slimy pasta is the problem.
Limp noodle.
Away foods. And they actually also have quinoa, so let's give Alfonso's company another boost there. They have quinoa, which he threw in and has been doing well. So, Taylor, in or out on Away foods, pasta,
I'm palmy. Not going to invest in it, but I will eat some.
That's all I can ask.
Kelsey?
I'm not sure. Just kidding. I'm definitely going to invest in
this. Yeah, you're like so in.
I'm so in.
You were in from like... Before the episode started.
I was in when I heard pasta. Let's be honest. I don't care what it is, what you disguise it as. If you say pasta, I'm going to jump in.
To the pasta.
To the pasta. Swim in a bed of pasta noodles.
So I feel like for this one, I need to reserve my vote because on one hand, I am definitely curious to try it, but I don't feel like I can adequately invest in a product until I've tasted it, especially one like this, because I could see it becoming really popular and getting on this craze, but have to know how it tastes.
That's true.
So
I think I need to know how it tastes,
too. I need to hold... Wink, wink. I need to hold off on my opening my wallet.
And need to market it better because the design wasn't great. That's what I'm always stuck on, I feel like. Is if the design of the can is great and it wasn't. It looked like, any other little like corn or green bean on the shelf. So they need to set it apart.
Well, Lori's a great person for that.
Lori's a great
person. Yeah, she is. And Kirsten said that she would be out because there's a lot of other options out there. And fantasy would also be out. So if there's anyone out there that would be in, you know, let's show Kelsey some love.
Kelsey needs someone to go in with, like how Mark and Lori had.
Yeah, I need a partner.
And before we get to our fourth product in the tank, I just want to say also, if you are watching us on YouTube, then don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. Leave us a nice comment. If you're listening to us on iTunes, don't forget that you can leave us a comment there and rate us and say all sorts of nice things about our rap, hint, hint, and anything else that you might want to talk about. And in fact, while you are leaving your comments and your reviews, you might need Thrive Plus. In fact, Brooks was in the tank, $400,000 in exchange for 10%. This is basically called an after alcohol aid. It is a combination of a hangover cure and a vitamin. And he says there's lots of science behind it. It's patented. You basically just take 3 capsules when you're done drinking. So there we go. I have to say I'm not a big drinker, which I think I've said multiple times on the show whenever there are big products like this. So already I'll throw it to you guys.
Okay. Well, Taylor, do you have any thoughts on the Thrive Plus?
This whole segment was just very weird to me because it was mostly just people yelling at each other. Yes! Like, whoa, this is getting a little dicey. But I don't know. I don't think we got any real clear answers. Like, Mark asked a lot of questions and, I mean, people were being hard on him, but I kind of appreciated that because I was like, oh, this is, like, so cool. But then he started asking stuff, like, maybe it was a scam, and I kind of was like, good, like, vet him because I want to know, like, before I buy it, if it's, like, a scam or not.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I would like to know more about it and know more research about it and understand exactly what it is because I, like Bethany said, she was like, I'm not a genius and I don't know about science. And I was like, me too. Like, say this in plain English and not all these, you know, Princeton biology, neurology, neuroscience terms. I didn't understand a lot of it.
Well, and I feel like a lot of the products that go on to Shark Tank, even if they don't get a deal, you still get all that buzz.
Yeah.
And people will swarm and buy it. Like, they'll sell out of their product just by showing up on the show. And so if we have all this information and people are going out and buying this and then it's, like, really harmful, then that's not going to be great for Shark Tank.
And I think that's what Mark was alluding to because they have had so many products like this that come in and have no real science behind them that I think you're right. He wanted to get it out there during the course of the show and say, hey, before you sell out this product, everyone, before you go buy it, pay attention. Like, there may or may not be science.
Because it's a pill that you're taking and you have to take three of them.
That was a lot.
I was like, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, just to be hydrated, like, drink water, be responsible. I don't know. Like, it's a good thing. It's a good idea. Everybody's looking for these, like, remedies to, like, cure your hangover. But I don't know, taking pills, more pills, I don't really know that that's the answer. But.
Although, you know where Thrive Plus would totally thrive?
Where?
I was just thinking on, like, The Bachelor or The Bachelorette when all they're doing is drinking, like, 24 hours a day. They could have them in the mansion and they would just be popping those pills.
Okay, that's great. So not only are they drinking and getting drunk, but they're also popping pills. Zoe, everyone! No, just kidding. No, but yeah, but I get it.
It would make sense. Like, that's, like, the place.
He talked about the liver as well.
Yeah.
And about how this is to help, you know, like, flush out all the toxins and stuff in your liver, which if you're an alcoholic, then you're going to get liver cancer, and, like, that's no good anyways. So I get, like, that sounds good. It sounds good.
But,
I mean, he said he wasn't even going to put this on the market for another year.
Well, he said, though, because he needed marketing. I mean, he did say that they used a $2.5 million government research grant to do the science behind it. They were also published in the Journal of Neuroscience, which is, like, the top sciencey publication.
According to him.
I don't know. I'm looking at Eli. He's like, right, guys? We read it, like, all the time.
Clearly.
Yeah. Read it this morning.
Open my daily neuroscience.
Did you guys see that experiment on page 13?
Well,
my favorite.
Yes, of course.
Intriguing, to say the least.
So in the chat, let's see, Fantasy Stat says that the rap has led me down a dark path in my life. You are so right. I even feel like this whole episode, I keep moving my hands like I'm
still you're loose.
Rapping.
You're loose. You're feeling it.
I'm totally feeling it. So maybe during the cut part, they tried to explain. Yeah, but the science facts. I mean, it's true. It is true.
And Tina, well, Mark was being rude.
Yeah, he was. I agree. He handled it rudely. I wish he would have just...
And to Bethany, too.
Yeah. Yes, he was so rude to her.
And even whenever she addressed that and said, I can't get anything in because you're talking, he kept talking over her, trying to explain that, and it was a little much.
It was not classy.
Yeah. No.
Assuming that the product does work, I wonder why he's choosing the demographic that he is.
I thought that too.
35 to 55.
Yeah. Why are those the people who are getting hungover all the time?
Which I get it, sort of, but like
college.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, change the marketing. Yeah. To, because I know like college students aren't like responsible or whatever, but like, I don't know. I see people when I, you know, was in college like 2 months ago, like people would buy like the Pedialyte and all of that stuff to try to remedy it. Like, they're more responsible than you give them credit for sometimes. Like, I could see this, like, catching on.
Okay, wait. I don't know if that's responsible or self-preservation that they just want to feel better.
But they're buying something, as a remedy.
I agree. How many 55-year-olds, seriously, though, are going out and getting so drunk that they need Thrive Plus?
Well, if they do, it's not, like, often. It's, like, two holiday. You know what I mean?
Christmas
and New Year's. We're going on holiday.
We're going on holiday.
Please grab the Thrive Plus pills for our vacation. Thanks, honey.
And even the name of it, Thrive Plus, is not for like senior.
Why do you have to say the plus? Like, Thrive Plus.
Plus.
I don't know.
Saying it like
that. I'm being nitpicky now.
You know what? And saying it like that and talking about 55 plus also makes me feel like it's like a, I guess for a family show. Like a special
at night pill.
That's my like G-rated way of saying it.
Nice.
You know,
we're picking up what you're
saying. I know. In the chat, do you guys get what I'm talking about? So, Tina says Bethany handled herself well. Yeah, she did. And then Kirsten says she is a millionaire, so of course that helps with the confidence as well. And you're glad that Bethany stuck up for herself. I agree, too. I'm glad Bethany spoke up, because sometimes the women do get spoken over in the tank, and I think we've talked about it on the show before, that I think Lori has mentioned it, too, and Barbara is saying, like, come on, guys.
Right.
Give me some space.
I like it. Yeah. And she did. She handled herself well, as we were talking about.
All that said, there was no deal. So,
yeah. And there was a big fight at the end to conclude the finale.
It was so much drama. I was like, why couldn't we have done like a happy segment?
Okay, they could have ended it. Do we want to go over who's going to deal or no, in or out?
Yeah,
and let's in or out. Talk about the end, because I have some beef to say.
Wait, you want to talk about the end, like, with this? So let's finish with this then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the end of the show is what I'm talking about. It's like they could have ended it with Brooks, like, in the interview section.
Yeah.
And how he was like, wish I had got a deal or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But then they cut back to the drama that's happening in the tank, and it's like someone picked up a camera and is like zooming in on Robert, and you're just like, I'm uncomfortable. Like, why are we talking about this drama, like yelling at Mark, like it's the Mark Cuban show or whatever. And I just thought that was a real rough way to end the whole season of the show.
It was a weird choice.
I didn't mind, like, I don't mind when they go back and show them afterwards, but it felt like a strange finale to me, because the main sharks weren't there. There was nothing that stood out in this episode. There were a lot of no deals. There was nothing that all the sharks were like, this is amazing, or even that all the sharks were in agreement that it was so horrible.
Right.
It was just like
They were just arguing. They were in a fight with each other at the very end of the finale. Yeah. Like, that's how you're ending the season? Maybe why would, like, you do that?
A cliffhanger. Like, will their relationship ever be mended?
All I could think was that this was not supposed to be the final episode originally. And we've had such a strange season with how they've done the episodes and doubling up, that that's all I could think, that this wasn't supposed to be it. Because ending with Bethany, too, who's barely been in the tank, seemed like such an odd choice to me.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't like it. No. I did not appreciate the yelling back and forth about the show.
We came on Shark Tank to have a good time.
I know. We want to have a good time and see people get lots of money.
Yes, even if we're not giving it away. Are we giving away to Thrive Plus, Taylor?
No. I'll try it, though. I'll try any of these products, guys.
I like it. I'm going to say a hard pass on this one. And no, I don't want to try it.
I kind of feel like maybe now I want to open my wallet for this one. And I don't know, maybe it's just the wrap got to me. Maybe it's like we're at the final product and I feel like someone needs to invest. But I feel like this could be really a top-selling product, except not for the 35 to 55-year-old contingent. So I guess I would invest contingent on changing the packaging and the marketing to a younger college-type crowd, because I don't think that this is going to sell well in these demos.
So there we go.
I know. I feel like it's such a wah-wah type of ending. I mean, there was an update, but the update was basically like, woohoo, rah-rah, everyone did well this season.
I know. Do we have, on that note, yeah, sure. Does anybody have their favorite product or person that they saw? I'll go through it quickly. So this season, as they recapped, we saw Scrub Daddy with Lori, The Sleep Styler, which was also Lori, Plated, which was a Kevin product, Aqua Vault, which is the thing that clipped onto your beach chair.
Right, but these are tricky. We didn't see them this season. These were the updates
This was the updates that we saw
this season. So these weren't the products from this season.
Right.
Okay.
Oh.
Just to be clear, these weren't on. Scrub Daddy was on years ago.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah. I thank you for clarifying. And we're talking about the updates. So that's why I was bringing this up. Wine and Design with Kevin. Ring with Richard Branson. Luminate, which was, we saw them going out and helping the hurricanes. It created power that was portable. Sand Cloud, which was a Robert product, helping clean up the beaches. And Bright Will, which is Mark's product, going into the classrooms and stuff. Did anybody have, like, a favorite?
Okay, me.
Okay.
I totally had one. That Aqua Vault. I actually never saw the episode it came from. I don't know what season that's from. And I thought, this is, like, the most amazing idea. It is. It's such a good idea. So Aqua Vault all the way.
Okay. Aqua Vault.
What about you guys?
Do you have one? This is such a cliche answer, but I love Scrub Daddy, you guys. I'm serious. I bought one, and it's awesome.
Is it? Yes.
I've debated. It's so great. Oh, it's so cheap, too. It's like $3 or something, and it's like so cool, and it's really cute just like sitting on your sink. I love Scrub Daddy, and I'm so glad that it's like it's Thrive Plusing.
It's Thrive Plusing. That was amazing.
Thank you.
I like your endorsement of it the most.
Same. And it's cute. Like, you sold
it's
me it cute.
It's adorable. It's like a little smiley face.
But isn't it smile just back. A sponge?
But it has the little hole so you can wash your, like, silverware easier. And it's, like, it's hard, I think, in warm water. And then it goes soft in cold water. So there's a lot of, like, cool uses for it.
Technology. Yeah. I love that.
It's awesome.
Get you a Scrub Daddy.
And I'll think about investing.
I'm $55. Luminate, because that is the portable lantern and charger. Yeah. And they brought that out to hurricane victims, and that just really tugged at my heartstrings, and I thought that was super cool. So I like that. I like the portable charger situation.
Look at you going for the one that helps other people.
I know.
I feel like
I'm a kind heart.
I feel like you just want the, like, A-plus credit of, like, I'm classy.
I really do like
and
it.
And I'm nice. I want to help hurricane victims.
I do. No, seriously.
No, I mean,
cool
it's
product.
Good. It's good. But
thanks,
it's not
Taylor.
Aqua. Excuse me. It's not Aqua Vault good.
It's no Scrub Daddy.
Everyone
like
can
it.
Have your own favorite updates.
You guys let us know. Fantasy Stats, Tunis Cam, and his obsessions with Squatty Potty.
Squatty
You're
potty.
Right. Squatty Potty would have been Cam all the way.
I have a Squatty Potty.
Do you really? So it's Fantasy Stats. It's like we have Cam right here, and we didn't even know it. I'm so glad you said that. So if you want to talk to anyone about any product, Taylor, where can everyone find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at @alphabet_Ann and on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_.
Guys, I'm Kelsey Hightower, and come find me on Instagram at @KelseHightower.
And I'm Zoe Hewitt. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @RealZoeHewitt. And I will try to get a clip of our awesome Shark Tank wrap-up. Thank you so much for joining us on our season finale of the Shark Tank After Show. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Yay!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. AfterBuzz TV.